Blog Talk Radio.
We will get back with you as soon as possible. Yo, 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 welcome to the goddamn Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show on a week bitch Tuesday night. I heard it was some weak bitches over the weekend up there in Chicago. They got their ass handed to them. I heard it was a nice turnout. Had a great show. And with that being said, my co-host, someone getting that damn Jerry Curl juice. They got it at Sally's on sale tonight. And that's where he at. He's standing in line. They got goddamn buy two, get three free. So he down there trying to get him some of that goddamn Jerry Curl juice. He'll be back in a minute. With that being said, Biz, I want you to tell everybody about the show if you got a minute.
I got a few minutes. I mean, the fans, hold on, let me take you off speaker. The fans.
Give me a whole day. I definitely could get a fan, you know, a few minutes for coming out and supporting Grudge Inc.'s third annual South Invading the North. Of course, the race was a success because of the fans. The fans showed up. The spectators showed up. The racers showed up. You know, it was a great turnout, man. I actually put up a, like I said, but nigga, you ain't on Facebook, so you ain't seen none of this. I put a video up. I started from where you've been to 41, where the cars come into the staging lanes. I started from back there, and I went through every aisle and showed, you know, how many people came. And from the gate to the going outside, all the way to the front where the bleachers at, we didn't have one parking spot not taken, and it was like maybe a spot where.
Yeah, damn, B is dropped off, y'all. We're getting back on here. With that being said. Now, give me a moment. I guess he called back in. I guess he had in a bad spot or something, but I got a hand up right here. 734-7294 with Mike in line. Speaking with.
What's going on, Blood Naked Discord?
What's going on, Corey? Doing all right?
Yeah. I was looking forward to seeing you. I'm trying to get my car ready for the 26th.
Oh, yeah?
I'm working on it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to make it, man. We had a problem with that truck still, so
okay.
We had to goddamn get on back. We didn't get a chance to make it. So
yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, we trying to get it together. I put a couple of customers on back burner this week. I don't like to do that, so, you know, that would pay the bills. But I got to get that
right,
truck, you know, straightened out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you make the show, Corey?
Yeah, I went over there and supported Biz. He had a good, nice little turnout.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Just getting ready for me.
Hey,
you missed a good one.
Yeah, he was telling me about it the other day, and man, I tell you, they said, "Well, who's who?" And they said they had a whole bunch of fans that came up and supported and showed their love for the love of drag racing and for the love of the fans and for the love of the people that they love to see the race. They said it was real nice, real nice.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
I remember last time I came up there, man, I met so many different kinds of people from all over the North, man, those people. It's just like they, you know, they knew me. And we just sat in the stands and we talked, we laughed. I forgot the guy's name. He was an older guy, but, man, that guy was telling me how he used to be the bad man on a motorcycle. And, man, it was just lovely to talk to those people, to get the wisdom and the knowledge that they got. They shared it with you, and they lifetime experience of racing and seeing people race.
Right.
You know, that's what it's about right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's about, though, you know. You know what I mean? Leave all that personal crap alone here. Let's go on out here and have some fun.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I
leave that personal stuff alone. You know, it is. I guess that's just the way some people are in general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't think they were brought up that way. I don't think they were brought up that way. Most of them, it's just the way that they turned out to be.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yep, man.
Oh, yeah.
We know. Yep, man.
Okay. Well, Corey, got one more hand up. You feel free to speak when you want to. You can put your phone on me for a second.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm about to go back.
Appreciate you calling in.
All right, yeah, not a problem. All right, yeah.
312-0684, your mic is live.
Buck Naked.
Uncle Larry, what's going on?
What's going on, bud nigga? How you been, man?
Man, trying to hold it in the road. You doing all right?
You got to hold it in the road. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I got it with both hands.
Yeah, never had more and never wanted less.
Hey,
God is good, man, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but nigga, I'm doing just fine, man, you know, and everything working out. But the most important thing, you know why I called in, I got to tell you. To pay my dues. But nigga, man, you know what I mean?
I appreciate
it, man. I
want to
be a great supporter, man, you know. And my thing with that is I got to come in and fellowship with you, man. That's my number one priority. Ain't no doubt about that.
Feel free to call in at any time, man. Feel free to call in.
Yeah.
DJ text me on the phone till I call me. Go to hell, DJ, if you listen. So, bitch, you trying to get that goddamn Jerry Trail, G. I see your text missing. Go to hell.
Yeah.
So I had to call in. But, hey, but Duncan, I had to call in, man, and, you know, and come in and pay my dues, man. And check
I so appreciate it, man.
With you, man, and
how the family doing,
good,
man? How the family?
Everybody's wonderful, man. I just got back with my grandson, man. Me and him, we went fishing, and he went out there, and he showed up and showed out. So I'm glad to see a little 11-year-old learn how to, you know, to fish for a certain type of fish and accomplish his mission and stuff. You know, don't just go to the lake and just let anything bite, but catch what he's fishing for, you know. And you know, I'm just blessed, man, you know. So I'm just doing what I do.
You know what?
But at the same
time, man,
I, like I said, I wanted to come in, but and I wanted to let you know that you do hold a special place in my heart, man, like a brother from another mother, you know. And
same likewise.
Check in
when
on
I say
you.
Uncle Larry, I really mean it. You know what I'm saying? I don't say it just to be saying. You know, it is what it is.
Yes, sir. You're very meaningful to me. You know, so I don't have no shame in my game about telling you that or telling the world that, you know, because had it not been that way, then it would have never been said. So I'm going to go on and get on mute, man, and I want to tell everybody on the show hello, and God bless everybody,
well, you tell them grandkids I say hello, and you tell that stinking freak Leroy I said, what it do?
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
All right, feel
y'all
the time,
y'all
feel
take care. I'm going to get right back on mute and let you continue with the show, but nigga.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Do what? Get you on the show?
Yeah.
I told a fan you were down there selling because they got buy two, get three free. That damn jerk there, you. Buy two, get three free at Sally's down there. You see it, Anna?
Nah, see, Mike bought up all the, I had to talk to the manager because Mike Hill was down here buying up everything, you know. Mind up all the extra, so I couldn't get none.
So y'all trying to beat y'all on buying that goddamn juice, huh? I heard that. Well, let me see if I can get you on right quick. Somebody ending my calls, I believe. I'm just, you in with me. I ain't going to call you, just in with me. 708 6369. Your mic is live. Hey,
what's going on, butt neck?
What's going on?
What's going on, Uncle Larry, man, one and only, man, the magnificent Cadillac riding with the top down in the windy, man. Saying what's
Cadillac June.
Playing these tunes. Yeah, what's happening?
Something happened to Uncle Larry like he dropped off or something. Uncle Larry dropped off and beat his ass, too. What the hell going on here?
Yeah. Tuning in, man, supporting your show, man. Then you know you my man like another grand, baby. You all right?
Yeah. I appreciate
y'all,
man.
Y'all have to excuse me. I heard but Nick made the announcement that I was standing in the line to get the Jared Trail juice at, but what had happened was Mike Hill came along and he done bought up the whole supply. And he make everybody buy from him now. So, I mean, he, you know, he did something else. But I tell you, I don't know what to say about that guy there.
Well, y'all,
y'all trying to get the juice for the juice, huh?
Nah, how everybody doing, man? So the South invaded the North. And from what I'm hearing now, you know, I don't like to just say this, but from what I hear, it seems like the South has been victorious again now. I don't know if there's a lie somebody tell me now, but that's the word on the street.
And did you hear the same different Butt Naked?
Yeah, I heard the same thing, homie. I heard the same thing.
You know, we love y'all guys up north, but I mean, that's the word that we done got. The word I got.
Yeah, I got the same. Hold on, did you know more than that one mic right quick? 773-7115. 773-7115. Your mic is live.
What happened, Butt Naked? DJ Grant?
Kid Rock.
Kid.
What's going on? Hey, Butt Naked ever leave Alabama yet?
Yeah, we know. Just couldn't make it. Kid, we tried.
Oh. What that background somebody, music called?
I don't know if somebody turned B.B. King down a little bit.
Yeah, man. I said, damn, my man Butt Naked ain't going to make it. Oh, man.
Nah, we tried right here, kid. Believe me.
Yeah, we had a good time, though, man. Yep,
I heard it was
time.
A night tonight. Everybody had a good time with you. I tried to get B to give me a ring now, but
that's what I heard. I heard it was a real nice turnout, real nice show. I heard there was a whole bunch of cars.
Oh yeah, that it was.
I heard a lot of people scared to go, and contrary to popular belief, I heard the boycott didn't go like people wanted it to go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Which is never should have been a boycott. I don't even want to talk about that. But I don't like stuff like that. I don't lie. I think that's a damn shame for anybody to do something like that. That's just not right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me get there one other line right quick. 815-805-8050. Mike is lying. Who's speaking with?
But, nigga, when you going to learn my phone number, man?
Man, I can't remember all the phone numbers. Can't remember, Sleepy. Can't remember.
Governor,
you all right?
How you doing, Butt Naked?
Good.
What happened,
man? Hey, kid, did you tell me about that driving job I had to do at the show?
No, huh?
Sleepy. You know what I'm going up, DJ? Kid, you didn't see that S10 when it blew up, man, and I had to drive it to keep it from flipping over? What
yeah,
happened?
Sleepy had a little mishap.
I heard you did something. What happened, Sleepy? One of my friends let me drive his S10, man, because he wanted to know what it'll do. So I got out there, I'm going to make it do what it do. When I clicked second gear, it blew up. And once it blew up, I got on the slicks, and I had to drive that thing, man. It tried to flip over. John Force got it on Facebook. Take a look at it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah, Sleepy had to hold on.
Yeah, I had to pull out my driving skills, man. Otherwise, I'd have been on my own.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Well, Sleepy, we're glad you're all right. We're glad you're all right with your driving skills. We're glad you did all right.
Hey, Butt Naked, I've had enough trouble. I can't keep on having it. Something got to give a little later, Butt Naked.
Okay.
I know that's right.
All right, well,
I'm just checking in, letting you guys know I'm listening, man. I'm going to go back and sit back on mute and listen to the show, man. I just wanted to put my 5 cents in there.
Come in when you get ready, man. Put your phone on me. Come in when you get ready.
All right. All
right.
DJ, can you pull me to the private room?
I can't. I'm on the Butt Naked line.
Who you want to go to the private room with, Sleepy?
Okay.
I don't know if I'm with me, but I think I'm on your line. I don't know how that'll work.
Me and you being there together with him, but let me.
I just call him after the show, Butt Naked.
Call
me
right after the show,
Sleepy.
Right after the show.
Okay, I will do. Will do.
All right.
I'm on mute.
Let me get the other line in. 313-7173. You might get a lie.
Michigan.
Hey, fellas, kid. This shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
What's going on, people? Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we good. I got that text, shake and bake. I got to see what it is. I ain't had a chance. I'm working now.
Oh, man. You got to pull it up, man. You got to pull it up. You got to see the face on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Butt Naked, I didn't have your number, so I was going to send it to you, too. But for everybody that's listening, go on YouTube and punch up and type in Tayo's gift to Sleepy when house burnt down. You gotta see that video.
Okay.
You get him in his tail.
What old Tail been doing anyway? I heard that from him.
Oh, he's doing good. He's doing good, working every day. He got the kids after school with the baseball and stuff. He getting it in.
Okay, sounds good. Definitely
check
it out.
Yeah, get a chance to punch that up, man, and look at it. Old sleepy, old Tail, hotel since
Tail gets the sleep.
Yeah, when the house burnt down, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, look that up. Yeah.
No, you'll get a laugh out of it.
Okay. We're going to check it out and see what's going on with it, see what we can do.
Hey, Butt Naked, I thought we were going to go through the cornfield. I thought we were going to go to the cornfield and get some of that corn on the cob, man. What happened?
Man, you just don't know how bad I want to get there, boy. I tried. The damn truck still ain't straightened out, you know. So I can't make it. But
yeah,
I'm putting somebody on the back burner this week right here. I don't really want to. Tomorrow's Wednesday. And I'm just going to make it sure I'm just going to shut it down and just try to get the truck finished up. I ain't never been thinking about my truck.
I understand. What I heard, it was better off we didn't go in that cornfield because old man Noah Pete was waiting on us with that shotgun.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't go in that damn cornfield. It would have been children of the corn then, huh?
I'm glad to hear that the race was a success and everybody had fun. I'm really glad to hear that.
Wait a minute, DJ, I got a take. Let me find a bee. He threw doo-doo on that bee. He said he had the doo-doo. And then he dropped off. Let me find him. You want me to open the mic up? Doo-doo Brown, you might get live.
Who is Doodoo Brown? Me?
Yeah.
No, man. I actually had dropped my phone. I had the wrong charge in my phone while I was talking, but I wanted to read. I talked for about 5 minutes. So let me go ahead and say what I'm saying. I definitely want to thank the fans for coming out. They really show, you know, through the controversy or whatever that we were going through. The third annual South of Dayton and North. Like I said, but if you ain't got Facebook, but on Facebook I put a video up from the stage of lanes and through every pit, you know, all the cars and parking spots were taken in the pit area, except for about maybe six places that couldn't no one park because there was a bunch of water in there. And you go back to the bath where the bathroom was, they had cars back there, not only just parking cars, but trucks and trailers. So the fans showed up, man, and the highlights of the other races, the biggest gross race you would probably think was Big Time Racing and Prime Time with Rambo, and it was a great side by side race. Only controversy on the race was that the quarter mile light was on, and it was an 8 mile race. But through all in all, Tony was satisfied, man was satisfied. The fastest car won that particular race on that particular day. But what I was saying earlier, that, and I got cut off, is what makes these races is the local races, man. And one of the local guys, RBL and Rocco, had a race that was Blue Malibu and Red Nova. That was probably 15 grand or more. So, a lot of people didn't know they ran for that much money. I didn't know at the time that they ran that much money. It was a hell of a race, man. It was a hell of a race. Another local guy was there, Ice Mike. He was there. He showed up. He got some good racing in. One of the good highlights that I've seen was Bump. Every year we set good on Kill Court to Bump Shop and see all them D-Bodies up there with the LS, with the LS motor. He by far got the fastest and the one I see. And he's
on the bumper.
On a race, man. So, just like we're on a national show, but what makes these races is the locals. So the local guys came out. I know all the local guys. We had a good time. It was good seeing everybody. It was several people came up to me and Jay and said, man, y'all need to come up here more than just once a year. So right now we are in discussions of trying to come back again this year and do some unfinished business. By that time, hopefully I still got oil pressure, and I'm gonna get down on GQ or Hootie, Eastside Stranglers or somebody. You know, we in discussion now trying to get back up there. But all in all, man, we had a good time. Plenty of racing, plenty of good food with feature ride Will and with the hoagies and had fried fish. So we had a good time, man. Everybody was taking pictures with Tony, Trigger, Cowboy, Dog. You know, we had a good time at the bowling alley the night before. So, man, it was a good race, man. It was a lot of people didn't get a chance to come out, but a lot of people did come out. So, man, our Grudge Inc. has gratitude to the local fans and races, man, because we had a good time. So, and other than that, Bum Naked, you owe me $250.
I had a punk out.
All right.
I told you. He was locked in the booth 12. He lost to the Wizard, and the Wizard ran on 7 cylinders.
Yeah, dang.
Yeah.
7 cylinders.
Yeah. 7
cylinders. The Wizard was popping all the way. Now, I got to say this. Booth 12 had problems, too. But I knew going in the throat that Joey just came out with that combination. You know, and
anytime
you come out with a boost combination, you need some time to get it together. I think it takes more time.
Yeah,
I think it takes more time getting a force induction car tuned in than it does a nitrous car. You know, so the track was good, if not great. We had over 160 cars there, and I had one complaint about the track. I'll take that any day. Any day. If I could get over 160, and there were several people on Facebook left messages that they had their best 60 that day. Now, if that's true or not, that's what they said. But, you know, the track was there. Boston had no problem getting down the track. Only time I seen people blowing the tires off was a radio tire. I didn't see no slicks blowing the tires off. None. I seen some rims break. I seen some people go on the bumper. And I seen a lot of good racing, man. And I want to thank all the local guys that came out. I want to thank the national guys that came out. Eastside Stranglers came out, supported. The Wild Hunters came out, supported. And it was going around that they wasn't going to come out. So, I want to thank them. Leon showed up with his car. So, man, I want to thank all the guys for showing up.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's about right there. Sure is.
And we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again August 2nd in Cordova, the Donye's race. The Who's Who of Grudge Racing will be there. So, you guys are from Chicago. Same time y'all supported me, please go support Donye. And I ain't scared to say it. He gonna have more heavy hitters at his race than I had at mine. So y'all make sure y'all go out there and see some good Grudge Racing in Cordova. All you gotta do is get on 80 West. You just travel all the way 80 West and get off at exit 1. And he said, make a right and go on down, and you can't eat, and you won't miss the truck. So, y'all go out there August 2nd. And Terry from P-Town out there is going to have a race August 3rd. So,
You guys can go out there and spend the whole weekend out there, and they're going to have a good time. August 2nd, Donyell's Day, September, August 3rd. So they look just like me and you, so go out there and support those guys.
Okay. Well, then what's up? All right. Well, Beans, give me a second. Let me on these guys. They've been holding for a minute. I'm coming, y'all. 773-3490. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, this is D. This is D, man, from the Chicago. D and Larry show, clocks off. B, did tell me you had a great show, man. It was a great show.
Yeah. He did all the negativity perpetuated from other organizations. We did have a great show. In spite of.
Well, let me ask you something, Biz, since you were there. Was Boost 12 having problems or did he make a clean run?
He had problems.
Okay. And DJ, man, I've been looking forward to hearing you on there. I hadn't heard you. I've been over 3 weeks. I ain't caught you yet.
Man, DJ ain't on here. He done dropped off again. He was on my phone. So he can't see the computer. Yet. He was on my line. So I don't know if he's trying to get that juice.
Hey, Buck, maybe he worse than me. We both need new phones. Mine just calls. We want to call. But I'm best to just call in. I finished up my day at the work at the JOB. That's what I'm just calling in. So you guys, that normal support that we give, you know, supporting each other. And I heard B has come on, and one guy had told me that Blue 12 had no problems, and another guy said he was making popcorn. So I know since he was there, I figured I would ask him what happened.
No, he didn't make popcorn. Trigger Man made popcorn. But Blue 12 just, when you got a force induction car, you know, just take for example, Mark Alexander was there. He got a big block in the F3. When he left the line, you could tell it was all the way bagged up. And I actually like quenched because I knew that power was going to come in. And it came in like a rushing wind. It just takes some time to get those boost cars dialed in. Takes time.
Right.
Boost 12 was under. I'm a little bit more information than some. He wasn't right. He wasn't
right. It was right.
All right, guys.
I know it wasn't right because it cost me money.
I'm going to tell you, hey, you know what, kid? When I wasn't going to bet on it because I knew Boost 12 was supposed to win. But when I heard him in the burnout box, man, I bet $250. I bet two guys $50 a piece. I said bet. I said Trigger gonna get this. And then when they left the line, I heard all the popping. I'm like, what the hell is that? But he still stayed out in front of him. I want me a little hundo.
Okay. All right, well, let me go down and listen and get this next call. DJ beeping in again. I'm going to make him wait. 773-4309, you're Michael Lyon. Who's speaking with?
What up, button? That's a Big Will, man.
Big Will, what's going on, homie?
Man, you know I miss you. I still got chicken wings set to the side for you.
I missed all y'all up there. Hey, I don't think I didn't want to be there. I didn't try to get there. Oh yeah, I won't miss another one. If the law will,
let me say this, but nigga, I want to thank your homeboys for coming up, man. Corey and the crew, man. Corey and his crew, man. They came up, man. I want to thank my
homeboys. Corey,
I know
Gates.
That was a hell of a lot. Huh?
Corey Gates.
Huh?
That DJ asked me, was it Corey Gates?
Yeah. It was Corey Gates, man.
Yeah.
Him and his crew, man, came up, man.
Them jokers trapped.
Yeah.
Don't nobody
else
trap. Them jokers, they be at every race.
Yeah. They was there,
north,
man.
North, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
They there.
I thank him for the support, man. All the way from, I don't know what part of Alabama he live in, but all the way from Alabama.
Down the street. Down the street from me.
Y'all could have got together and just they could have pulled on up there, but nigga. Y'all would have been fussing the whole way though.
Yeah, DJ and Bud, yeah. You know, Sleepy was up here. He y'all supposed to look out for me. He was looking for y'all, man.
You what now?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna get with him. Said Sleepy was there looking for him, for looked out for him.
I don't know if anybody know, but Sunday was my birthday and they had a surprise get together for me.
Yeah, they did.
That evening, so I wasn't even aware of it until really Friday. That they was having. I wasn't supposed to be aware of it, but my brother made me aware of it, so I wouldn't be out of town.
Oh, happy belated birthday to you.
I appreciate it, yes. A year younger.
Oh, yeah. What you get for your birthday, a big booty girl?
No, DJ, you're going backwards. If you're a year younger, now you got to buy some extra dinner curls, too. So you're younger.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me get these Nick 2 mics right quick, y'all. 708-1600. Your mic is live.
What's up there, bud, nigga? This set on Kill Smitty. What's going on, Biz?
What's going on?
Man, just supporting the show. You had a good show this weekend, baby.
Hey, man, I couldn't do it without your help and Fonz and the rest of the crew, man. I couldn't do it without y'all, man.
We enjoyed ourselves. We're glad to be coming back home, baby. We just sitting and listening to the show. We're going to go on mute.
Okay,
we're just calling in, man. All right.
Hey, I said, most of the local guys came out. Icy, Skipper. You know, with these cars, set on kills in the house, man, we had a good time. But, Nick, we had a real good time. I'm glad y'all did, man. I hate I missed it, but, hey, it wasn't no fault of mine that I tried. 773-3490. Your mic is live. 773-3490. Your mic is live.
I just dropped off. I'm just getting back in. I just dropped off. I'll let you
okay. All right.
DJ Grant, happy belated. Happy belated.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right.
And you got it right. You're a year younger. Never get over clothes. We at this age now. We're going backwards. Just keep living.
Oh, yeah. DJ, what did you hear y'all put out a special lock in tonight? What's going on?
I don't think that happened. That
got canceled. It got canceled. What the hell? Who canceled? On your end or on the other end?
Well, on where the car ain't really in, I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
You heard about what's going to go down? Yeah, it's supposed to go down, but the mechanic is on vacation. He's going to be back there Friday, so that ain't going.
Oh, okay. Shit, excuse me. Man, it is what it is, boy. I sure waiting on that lock again, though.
Yeah. Yep, I was going to be the pilot.
Yeah, I heard. You got hired.
Huh?
I heard you got hired to be a driver.
Yeah, I reckon.
Now, I wonder what that feel like for you to drive a nitrous car.
Show over the
seat. Oh, yeah.
Other people knew before I knew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard somebody knew before you knew.
Huh?
I heard a couple people knew before you knew. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I just wish it would have went down. I'll wait. Let me check the other mic right quick. 313-4595. Your mic is live. 313-4595.
Man, you don't know the shit he done. Man, he done lost a lot of people.
Mute that back.
Mute
that one back. Yep. Well, DJ, you know, I'm doing what I was
pretty much waiting on that day, and but hey, it ain't gonna happen. Did they say when it might happen?
Oh,
next week? No, okay. Well,
yeah, it won't be long. It won't be
long.
It won't be put off that long.
Okay. Well, shit. Here's a rundown of the next up and coming event that Good ain't got going on.
We all gonna be supporting Ronnie Brown this weekend in Valdosta.
Yeah.
I know that's gonna be a huge race. That was one of the one race is gonna be locked in today, but I guess things went short. But I hear a bunch of surprises gonna be down there in Valdosta. It's gonna be a race you don't want to miss. That's for sure. And I think Tony's having a race this weekend up north, so I know that should be a good race up there also. I think they're having one in Montgomery this weekend also, ain't they?
Yeah, Pat got one in Montgomery this weekend, and there's a lot of races going on this weekend. They got one everywhere, even the local track, the little smaller track, they got races. They got one in Count Hill, They got one in LaGrange. They got one. Shit. You name it. Everybody got a race. Then we can. Oh, yeah. So, Biz, you want to put that on Facebook. You didn't put it on YouTube, right?
Say what? What on Facebook?
I said you didn't put that on YouTube at all, just on Facebook?
Just on, because I did the video. I might be too big. But see, I could text it to you, though. I didn't put on YouTube. I just put it on Facebook. Because I did it with my phone, and then I just uploaded it on Facebook. But as we was mentioning races, we got Donyer race on August 2nd in Cordova, Illinois. And we also got Big Wayne. Him and Mylan is teaming up and doing a race. I'm in Milan on August 9th. The who's who of grudge racing is going to be in the house. You're going to have, I think it's probably going to be the first trip for Johnny Realtree to come up north. I have not ever heard him coming up north to do any racing. Only time I heard him coming up north was to get some chassis work done, Team Z spot. So you're going to have Tony Bynes. You're going to have the Bad Boys from Memphis, 901 Bad Boys in the house, prime time.
I got dropped by home on that. I'm sorry, buddy, and Biz. I got goddamn booted on my own damn show. I got dropped.
Oh.
But I'm back.
Well, August 9th up in Milan, Big Wayne and Team Never Scared is partnering up with the track. And they're gonna get it in. You're gonna have the Bad Boys from the South coming up, man. So it's looking like the South is gonna travel, man. Coming up more times than just once. Once they're gonna be up there three or four times, and you can go to different tracks and be able to see them, man. Which is a great thing because this grows with the thing as a family, man, and it continue to grow. So the negative and the haters, they're not gonna last. They're gonna get weeded out. Just like everything else. So the guys that's positive and doing things right is what's gonna stay around, man. And I wanna be a part of something that's wanna do something right. I don't never wanna be a part of something that gotta tear another person down to try to build himself up. That's a sucker. That's a homosexual. That ain't a real man. You don't have to make backdoor calls and talk about people, So it's a good thing that what Wayne and Mylan is doing, getting Johnny Realtree up, getting Prime Time up, getting the 901 Bad Boys up, so those guys can in the Michigan area can come out in the Detroit area to come out and see them Bad Boys. They're putting up, but Naked, you might want to go up there, but Naked, they got a free $10,000.
What is that?
And the Godfather gonna be there too.
When did that raise here, bitch?
August 9th, Milan, Michigan. When I say free $10,000, it's free, but you don't have to work for it.
Is it a 28 tie raise or 20 or 29 tie raise?
If I'm not mistaken, it's 28, 29. It's a
28, 20, yeah, 29
Rambo,
to go?
Because Rambo, yeah, because Rambo, yes, Rambo going to be in it. Oh, yeah, well, people want to say Lil Rick. Well, that's synonymous with Johnny Realtree, Lethal Records. They don't go nowhere without Lil Rick. So, Lil Rick, Johnny Realtree, Tony Bynes, 901 Bad Boy. You know what we should do, man? When we get all those, hold on. I'll be remiss. What the hell's wrong with me? Donye gonna be in the house. Team SVO gonna be in the house. Brian Davis, Chucky gonna be in the house. I'm just mentioning all the South people. See, I'm starting to act like this East Coast. Just want to mention people in the South.
Well, you know we all have so much going on throughout the day.
Hell, I'm not going to be like that, damn it. Hell no. Donye going to be in the house. Tate the Great going to be in the house. You know, we got to get away from just mentioning people from the South. We got to mention the people from the Midwest too, damn it, because I got Donye. I got Donye over Cold Killers Regal on August 2nd. I wants to bet $100. And we can bet via PayPal. If you got a bank account, I can put it in your bank account, do a Swiss transfer. I got Donye over Cold Killer. Yes, I said it. $100. Push the win button. So go ahead, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to see it, bitch. They might want to cut that chicken center on down south. Somebody south going to win that money. It ain't going to be real trend, Little Rich either.
Hold on, man. Team SVO gonna be in the house, baby.
Shit. Tearing up my buddy, but they ain't gonna get it either. I predicted that, man. Don't say but nigga didn't say it. And it's gonna be from Alabama.
But nigga, like I say, it's a free $10,000, but you still gotta work for it. You don't have to kill it.
I just gotta take. They said they'll take their bet, man. Corey said he'll take their bet.
Bet, Corey. That's the least I can do for your support, brother. You, even though I'm gonna take your $100, that's the least I can do. That is a bet, Corey. That is a bet. And why the hell are you calling Button? Why is he texting Button Naked? Text me. You got my number. Hit me on Facebook. I don't need no middleman. Hell wrong with you. Hit my Facebook.
I got 50 saying the same thing.
I'll probably get another tick. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good one. Had Cold Killing them came out yet?
I heard it came out earlier this year.
No. Okay.
Hey, Corey, I'm going to do a cowboy. That $100 is locked. If Donye is locked, it's like a lock here. If somebody pay the punk out, you pay with the punk out. If Donye pay with the punk out, I pay with the punk out. $100 is locked. Let's see if you back on that.
My 50 is on the race. I got Donye for 50.
Mine's on a lock. I'm gonna lock it in.
All I can tell y'all, they're going to be a good, not a good one, a good one. They're going to be a good one. Let me get this mic here. 219-2285, your mic is live.
What's happening, Button Neck?
What's happening?
Hey, Ben.
What's up, Leon?
Hey, what up, Leon?
What's
How you doing, brother?
Yeah.
What's up, Leon?
Hey, you announcing all them guys, but you might as well get ready and stop forgetting. Man, it's coming, man. Man is coming, and he's coming real fast.
You know what? I'm glad
you got to stop that. You got to stop that now because you got a 28-inch tie coming, too.
Okay.
On 28, stop spinning.
I want to say this. Man, this says this with with Rambo, and Rambo is trying to lock him back in for August 2nd. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm gonna get. I don't know how we can get Tony and them back on the phone, but they'll go back. Yes, they go back.
Okay.
They want to go back.
Okay. Well, you know, I got love for the Tony. You know, I
can't hear you, bitch. In the back.
I said, you know, I got love for man's tuna. His tuna like a brother to me.
Right.
So, yeah, I never speak against him, you know. I never speak against man because he got my man with him. So, there it is.
Right.
Yeah, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, as man got to travel now, I got to say that. Man got to travel.
Jimmy said they would travel. They will travel. That's nice. That ain't gonna, that, well, you know, there ain't no problem because, you know, he got drivers. But he coming. He coming real fast. They finna work on that 28-inch tie car now.
What, the Mustang?
Yeah. They actually is coming around now, but since they locked in with Tony, Jimmy said, leave that alone. Let's focus on one car for right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, and just to let Don know if he's there, I am, because I'm part of the driver of that camp. Why he say I just jumped in because they whooped on him.
No. I can verify that. You've been with
right.
man from day one. Yeah, since I've been going to the track, which ain't been that long, but it's been long enough. But No. Let me straighten that up right now. Leon is not coattailing with man. He been with him, man, and Vic have been with that camp since day one. I know. So no, it ain't, no, that ain't, no, that ain't it.
You got Charlie Brown. CJ too. Is Dog coming to Wayne's race?
Yes.
I'm going to lock him in. When Wayne race get close, you remind me, if I forget to get on the show, you remind me, I want to lock him in off the trailer this time, because I'll be real prepared this time.
Okay.
I'm going to really see what he's really working with.
Hey, where can you find information about Wayne race? When you say that race, it'll be, and where can you go find it? I got to keep on detail about that race.
It's on Facebook, Butt Naked. It's
I ain't got no
Facebook.
Damn Facebook.
Exactly.
Nah. Wayne should be on the line. He's been getting on all the shows.
He's on the show, but it's on Facebook. But naked, create you a fake name, man.
I ain't going on no Facebook. That shit for the bitch. I ain't getting
what?
On there.
You
got to know that
But Nick could just start texting, man. Let that man go.
I ain't just started texting. That Facebook got a lot of drama be on that shit. I don't like that.
But Nick,
you only deal with what you work with.
Fake name. Create your fake name. Only use it for racing.
Right. I'm on there, but I only deal with the race guys. All that other stuff, I don't fool with that.
Yeah, ain't nobody telling you.
I don't lie to nobody.
Yeah, ain't nobody telling you to get on there and friend this girl, friend that girl. All you got to do is create you a fake name and go to John Ford Page or Deep South Racing or Grudge Racing, and that's going to tell you all about just racing.
Yep.
That's it. You got to accept somebody's friendship. Can't nobody just, you know, they, you got, yeah. Yeah.
You got to pick and choose who you want and you want to deal with.
And your Facebook name can't be Butt Naked. Don't no girl from high school call you Butt Naked. You ain't got to put no damn pictures up there showing your face. Put your picture of your car as your damn profile picture and Butt Naked and go into them racing boards. And that's it. And you fine.
Yeah, I forgot to do it today, but I'm a call man and get Tony Bryan back on the phone. Yeah, they said they run him back. They run him back for Donnie Ray.
Okay.
But if you want to know about any track up here in the north, but Nick, just call me. I know where all of them at.
Well, Wayne, you come on and promote the raid. What he need to do?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
let me.
Yeah,
Yeah, he need to do that. Wayne, push the goddamn one button. Not Burton, button. Let me get these damn last three calls, y'all. Well, one of them just dropped off. 312-6126, your mic is live.
Well, I'm just listening.
All right, appreciate you calling in, homie. 601-5133, your mic is live.
That's Mississippi.
Yeah, it is. I get the hand up, but they ain't saying nothing. I got to put them back on mute. There's another one, too, but.
That's man, you know who that is. That's freaking Mississippi Joe.
I don't know his number by heart, but it got a question mark beside it.
Get your ass
out the bushes, Mississippi Joe. We know your number.
Okay.
What's happening, Leon?
What's up, kid?
Nothing much.
Wayne, push the one button. Go ahead, kid. Go ahead.
I'm not a lot of kids. Just trying to get things going. Hey, Bill.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Is it going?
Hey, Bill, whatever you do, now don't forget, before Wayne Ray's all coming up here, I'm going to make sure it's worth his while. We have to lock in off that trailer with Smoke.
I will not forget the day after, the Monday after Donnie race. I'm gonna make sure you on. Well, the Tuesday after Donnie race, make sure you on and get you both on. So that won't be a problem at all. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, you back on, you lie. I think it's just being on just talking, but
you back on.
What the hell you been, man? What the fuck you been doing?
Man, I got to get that big checkup this week. I'm doing some my own personal overtime right now. Good question.
Okay. You gotta get that big checkup. You must get that big motor out.
Well, if it's an enterprise, if I want to get a deal on a car, let's make a deal week right here for me. Here's what it is. Gotta go get us.
I'm looking for a 77 Volkswagen Beetle. You got one?
No, but I see one on Street Outlaw last night. He looked like he was pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
Street Outlaw.
I think Grudge need to get them a show, something similar to that.
Our equipment don't look pretty enough. Our stuff don't look good as they stuff there. They look good.
Yeah.
We just run fast.
We're gonna look good, too.
It won't be one or two of them look good. Yeah, it's always going to be a few of them that are pretty.
All that shit they got on look good, man. Them shops look like they just built. Them boys look good now.
Don't nobody care what the shop look like.
I know it, but if you look at their show, DJ, they look, they all brand new. They show
and all the good shit. Hello.
Right.
They gonna show if they do us. If we put a show, we'll do the same thing. We gonna edit out. If somebody got some panties laying up on the corner, they're going to edit that shit out of them. We ain't going to show that shit. Look at what the hell going on. No, we got to get that out of there. Come on, man. Call TV.
We going to be for real. We gonna be ourselves. See, they gotta stay in the line. You know, when they advertise and all that old stuff, they got to be in the line.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to tell you. I mean, it's good. It was good TV. I ain't watched it in a while. I watched it last night. It's good TV, but I mean, The only part I don't like about it is it's fake ass street racing.
Right.
They racing, maybe they gun, but it's fake. They should just say, you know, we racing, and just, you know, that's the only part of it I disagree with. But they are racing, people watching, it's entertaining. But you know, y'all ain't racing. I mean, it looks like y'all are racing on a street, but it's not like it's real illegal street racing or whatever. Blah blah blah. don't set it up like that's what y'all doing. Oh, the police coming. We better get out of here, all that old bullshit. Come on, man. The police got the road blocked off for y'all to make them shakedowns and all that shit. Come on. Other than that, I mean, besides, come on, I ain't got nothing bad to say about it besides that. Damn, start getting down on the street.
Yeah, Wick, your mic open, Wick. Go ahead, DJ.
But the bottom line is, it's still, them big ass balloon-ass tires on the street. Of course, they know who. Ain't no, you know, ain't no small tire going to get out there and fuck with them.
No, they really.
To the track. They bring it to the track, they will feed them their lunch.
No, yep, it is what it is.
They get their top 10 with their big tires, wheelie bars and all that, and I'll pick a top 10 with small tires, and I guarantee we'll read them their rights.
I agree. Wait, the mic open, homie. Go ahead, put that damn thing down.
Hell, I drive them cars.
I was trying to tell them Leak and Leon them knocked Tony Bynes off. And they said, no, nah, Leak and Leon ain't did that. I said, shit, Leak and with that count. You should drive that car.
Leak, you were driving the car in the race, boss?
No, I didn't drive that car.
Oh, okay.
That driver driving. He driving sometime. I drive when he can't go to the races. I go and I drive.
Yeah. Yeah, man,
But, hey, he
we
can drive all the time.
DJ, we played with Shaw a little bit this weekend. We played with Shaw a little bit this weekend. We just got them and was just trying to get the feel of the
time.
Shit, see what's going on.
I know y'all fresh out. I know a few people probably try to sneak up on you, thing while you got your, while they think you got some bugs, try to see if they can get them more weed to win.
Yeah, we ain't worried about it.
Somebody raised candy cane or something.
Yeah, Candy Cane got knocked out this weekend, man. John Wood beat Candy Cane.
Who is John Wood? I don't know who that is.
That's a guy from down there in Holly Springs area that we race all the time. Four boy racing. We done raced him about five times this year. They finally beat us. I gotta give them their props. We been racing them all year. They finally got away. You know, so I can't do them again. Give them their props.
Both cars had a clean hit.
No, you know damn well he ain't beat up with no clean hit.
I'm not trying to discredit nobody win, but I just want to know. I knew it had to be a reason.
Ain't no motherfucker in grudge racing gonna beat us with a clean hit. Only motherfucker beat up with a clean hit was live action. And
there you go.
I'm glad
you put in that disclaimer.
Yeah, live action. Everybody else, we had problems. Cold killer. Yeah, we blow the tires off and didn't put no. Well, you know, idiot would fuck all that. I'm gonna lock some motherfucker. You gonna see tomorrow on BET
well,
show? Goddamn,
I got a question. I got a damn question. Now I need. I got to hear from you. I believe it now. What is this idea? What's the gangster? What I hear about the gangster running Tony Bynes this weekend? Is that true, or is that just
not this weekend. They coming on the 17th at the benefit race. But you'll see tomorrow who I'm gonna lock in, and if I get away from them, Tony Bynes next. And if I get away from him, shit, Real Tree can get it too. So it don't make me no goddamn difference this weekend.
This weekend.
Saturday.
Not off. Okay. All right. Sound good, sound good. Y'all gonna make
I'm
the announcement on BG
now,
show tomorrow. The evening lock is on it, right?
You goddamn right. You'll see tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Wick, whatever it's gonna be at. $5.
I might
have to come down and watch that one.
Hey, man, I'm saying it's going down this weekend in Mount Austin, man. I don't know what you got going on, but Mount Austin is the place to be this weekend.
And if we lose or win, we trying to lock any one of them motherfuckers back in for August 3rd in Holly Springs at BET Race. We don't give a fuck. Yeah, we'll leave that motherfucker, and we can lock any motherfucker in for Big Wayne Race up in my island.
Damn.
We're going to leave that motherfucker. We're going to be busy in August. We're going to leave that motherfucker and head down to the benefit race, Bobby Cole. We're going to leave that motherfucker and head down to the
benefit race. What race going to be? What the benefit race going to be?
Holly Springs. Leave that motherfucker. We're going to go to Bolton. That's Eyes race. And then we leave Bolton. We're going to lock that back in for my birthday race and Labor Day race in Holly Springs on the 31st. That's my birthday. So I ain't giving out no fucking presents. Hey, bring the presents on to me. I want them. I want all the motherfucking presents I can get. So August 31st, my birthday, if you want to give me a present, call me. I want it. And that's
y'all
gonna be with
first.
All three of the that's gonna be with all three of the 29 cars and the 28 junior car.
All three of the and tell us what them three cars is. The 329 cars.
Two of them Mustang and one of them a Camaro. Big block nitrous.
Big block nitrous.
No wheelie bars.
Get in where you fit in.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck what you bring.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and Junior, we'll be on 275 like it always is. And we'll take into action with that. Really, we're looking for cool performers. If cool performers want to lock in for August 3rd in Holly Springs, tell them to holler at me with the Junior
shit. Oh, shit. I look for bad coupe.
Yeah, we looking for coupe.
All right, I'm sure he'll get the memo.
So,
a lot of coupe fans listening in.
Oh, we told y'all we coming. We coming.
We coming. The end of the year for to get crook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sure gotta get it in up there, cause it's before you know it, it'll be all over up there.
Yeah, and y'all can come on down here and we'll get to y'all ass. And Bud Naked, you can get it too. You can get it
what
too.
You got for him?
And I ain't coming with
what
no goddamn junior either.
What you got for him?
One of the Shawty.
Shawty got 28 on it.
Hey, man, don't ask me what's on the car, man.
Yeah,
don't
man.
Don't even ask me that shit.
Yeah, I ain't going down that road to tonight, man. I ain't playing with you, man.
Yeah, man. All this motherfucking talking can stop now.
No, man. You got 28 time, man. You got action, man.
Well, I tell you what. We'll run you with Junior. When you come to Holly Springs, we'll run you with Junior.
I told y'all when I was coming down there, I told him to come support you one time. I can't make all them damn trips now.
Man, you might as well come on a couple of times. Ain't no coming up one time and all that bullshit. Fuck that shit.
You're coming down there with trick or treat.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat all y'all motherfuckers
down
there.
You got
them
to come 100 miles. The motherfucking race ain't four hours away from you, man. Five
man, when I came over there, when I came over last time, I thought I would never get the goddamn message.
Holly Springs 45 minutes from Memphis, so you still was 45 minutes. So you can get later to Holly Springs. You can make the Holly Springs in 5 hours, man.
Man, that old ass truck I got, that motherfucker ain't gonna get there in no 5 hours.
You ain't gotta do a run 70 with that motherfucker. You ain't gotta do a run 70 and take it easy, goddammit.
I got to come up goddamn 19 mountains and go down 3. Jeez. That's a long ride, people.
Don't hold that button, nigga. We got to drive 8-9 hours, man.
Take your time. That's all you got to do.
Man, put in that goddamn long ass trailer. That bitch weighs 10,900 pounds, empty, with nothing in it. That bitch is fully loaded.
Hey, Wick, I tell you what, button, nigga, you won't hire your driver to come down and drive that stuff for you. I do it all the time.
I need a goddamn truck. I'm trying to pick my old shit up. That's what I'm trying to do.
It's time to buy a new one, man.
Quit buying all the goddamn hips and shit. The motors, motherfuckers.
I can't see them goddamn setting the time off on no goddamn trucks. Hell no.
I'm like you, but nigga, I'm trying to fix my old truck. Goddamn, everything wrong with them fixing. I ain't buying no goddamn truck.
Man, that truck gonna be $75,000 to $78,000 with tax, interest, and finance.
Now you ain't got to get no crazy one. Now you can go get your level or something.
You got two goddamn kind of taxes. You got a goddamn you got your regular sales tax. Then you got luxury tax. You got luxury tax too for a certain amount. You goddamn sure do.
Well, I mean, I trust. I do agree with you. Price on these new cars is insane. I've got to get I didn't know it was that expensive. I'm getting a doctor. So
when you get, when you,
2015 Suburban. LTZ. Mm-hmm. An ambassador's right at 70,000. I said, this shit don't make no sense.
Hell no, shit don't make no sense.
Damn, this 70,000 for a Suburban.
Man, well, this shit don't got fucking ridiculous.
I'm going to get someone from you ran an old motherfucking truck.
When you get a certain goddamn dollar map. Certain dollar amount, you got that goddamn luxury tax.
You be, God said, 6 months, that would be £8, it'll be worth $8,000 to $9,000 less in 6-7 months.
Yeah.
I'm just
dropped $2,000 when you pull
out of that. I don't put a door on the transmission, everything in that motherfucker now, shit. I'm going to try to keep that bitch rolling now, shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm trying to do to mine. I had to do a complete makeover, put a new goddamn front end on, new back end. Goddamn, got to do some work on the damn turbos. Yeah.
Turbos?
Yeah, I'm trying to up it up a little bit.
I done had old faith for seven or eight years, and I ain't never put, I ain't did nothing to left it all stock. It ain't gave me no problems.
You ain't hollering like us now. You got to be when you got them hauling with them motherfuckers, it gets a little different now. Yeah, it'd be a little different. You're right, I ain't gonna lie. But I'm just saying, the seven years, we were driving and doing all that, doing, I ain't had no problems. Yeah, I done had my kid about 10 years, but shit, that motherfucker, now seven, 8 years, first seven, 8 years, I didn't have no problem. I ain't look a problem with that motherfucker. But shit, that motherfucker, goddamn, got the winding down on my ass now. But it's rolling pretty good.
You should be like that sometimes. Shit, I got old too. But that big goddamn steel goddamn.
I ain't trying to spend that goddamn much on no damn truck. Something I'm going to tap anyway.
You ain't lying. Me neither.
Calling them trailers and shit, you gonna tear that motherfucker up. I don't give a nobody.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight back there. Now I be in it. That motherfucker sound like you about to fall out the bottom. That bitch shift, the whole truck got them jumped when it shoot that heavy ass trailer behind. Yeah.
But what? But you, right. They say you ain't had no goddamn truck problems this weekend too. You need to get. They got a room out on you. Say you ain't had no truck problem this weekend either, goddammit. You need to straighten that shit up.
I been had a goddamn truck problem for goddamn shit, what, a month and a half.
Well, they say you didn't break down because they say, goddammit, I'm just going to tell you, you know, because I fuck with you, you know, I'm keeping it 100. I ain't going to let them talk behind your back.
Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
They said, how in the hell you both been goddammit in Chicago? They fucked me up. I said, nah, my nigga had a truck problem, man. Y'all get off his case because the man had a truck problem. And they said, how in the hell you had truck problems and supposed to be in goddamn Indiana and T-Man was goddamn in goddamn at the House of Hood?
Yeah, we weren't going. And we had problems. Two men ain't no goddamn house or hook. Where the hell they get that from?
They said T-Man was in Jackson,
I tell
man.
I tell you what.
And I took up for you. I'm the motherfucker took up for you.
Bit of hot humble.
I ain't been shit. I'm talking to you personally. You know, I mean, not personally, but, you know, I'm talking to
you.
Yeah,
I know the same. I know the same.
When I told the motherfucker, you know, you had truck problems, they need to get off you, goddamn it, because, goddamn it, you were trying to get there, and they said, goddamn it, you, goddamn it,
T-Man, T-Man went in no goddamn jacket to the motherfucking line. But they hey, that controversial failure. We'll let them think that they what they want to think.
Right. Well, goddamn it, I knew we'll that might be true.
We'll let them think that. They can have that one. We'll take them for the team.
That radiator gunking up and all that shit. I know what you're talking about with that bullshit.
Yeah. See, that shit ain't no joke trying to get this shit together, but I'm going to start back on mine tomorrow to get my own shit back going. I got one cat trying to buy some. You know anybody got in them wheels, in them tractor trailer wheels? Look what's better than them too, with the dump.
Nah, see, that was going to fuck you up. You trying to put all them adapters and tractor trailer wheels and all that shit on your truck, trying to look all pretty and shit, and you need to be just putting regular shit on there so you can get to the erasers.
Yeah, I'm going to put my regular shit on that too. I got to paint that motherfucker this week.
You trying to put 18-wheeler wheels and all that bullshit on them. Them motherfuckers.
Man,
I'm
doing a makeover. They doing what now? Them wheel what now?
Them 18-wheeler wheels don't do them. Tear your goddamn truck up.
Man, I'll tell you what that
Mark
shit
does. Mark had some on his truck. Mark had some on his truck a long time ago, about 5-6 years ago. Them motherfuckers don't do them. Tear your truck up. That's all they do. They look good as hell. They look good as hell. But them motherfuckers gonna do them and tear your truck up. Ask them. Ask your buddy Mark. He'll tell you.
You know I'm gonna call him and ask him.
Yeah. He had that motherfucker at the shop, at the 18-wheeler shop, trying to get it lined up and get it where it won't be shaking and all that shit. And he finally just took them motherfuckers off after them motherfuckers gave him hell.
Damn. Somebody else hit them bitch head. I know that. So they had your truck shaking and wobbling and shit.
Hell yeah, that motherfucker. Do you think that motherfucker? You can hear that motherfucker going up the road now. Put your motherfucker on there. You gonna know they on there? I can tell you that. It's hard to get that motherfucker balanced out right and shit. You might as well keep your same wheel. Put you some good tires on that motherfucker. Good brakes. Good front end work. Make sure your transmission good. Now, I'm going to tell
you
about the transmission.
You know, I just got one of them. I got one of them from the Ford dealership with a 3 unlimited mile warranty. You know, last time that transmission went out on me.
Oh, okay. Did they rebuild yours or they gave you a new one? Tell me that.
They sent me a remanufacturing. There wasn't no new.
Oh, okay.
It was, I think it was... With the shop discount and everything. I think I paid.
Hey, wait.
I paid $2,300.
That transmission probably came from me, from LKQ. You know
I didn't get no LKQ, and I got a remain factory through Ford.
Oh, this is, we got a Ford stick on it? If it ain't got that Ford sticker, that was rebuilt from us. Because they buy a lot of stuff from us.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I got a transmission, man. I don't have to worry about that. I got a damn good transmission, man. He take care of me on that.
Let me get these couple of mics, man. I had to get back to the damn board and see them. 313-4595.
Okay.
Hey, Luke and Leon. 313-4595.
Hey, like that, man.
Hey, Luke.
You got some other issues, Father.
Hello.
Right.
Right.
What
is
Leon's talking.
That ain't my fault. That's somebody else back there. That ain't me.
I mean,
that's somebody else in the background. Man. I think, he was trying to get some money. I mean, that's why.
You mute that mic. 334-9628, the mic is live. Three three four 9628.
Hey, Hey, but Nick, man, I've been lonely lately, man. When you get my wife on the phone, man, I miss Turbo Tim, man.
That might have been here. Let me open that mic back up again. 334-9628, your mic is live. I don't know who that is right
now. Just lock that G-body in. I need to lock that G-body in he got with Junior.
I ain't heard from the old Turbo lately. 773-3490. 773-3490. Man, what are you talking about? You heard it, right? Yeah, they just talking. I don't know who that is. I got to holler at them tomorrow.
That
was who?
That was D, that you just, Mike, you just had on.
What's happening, Whit?
Hey, what's up, kid?
Nothing much.
Them boys getting it on this weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, they was goddamn getting it on. Goddamn Bobby was calling me every hour. Give me a race.
I already know.
That's okay. Oh, boy, that goddamn bothers
me. I couldn't make it, man. Them boys up there so goddamn sweet, man. Boy, I hate I couldn't make it.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah, but it was a good show, man. It was a good show. Yep. Y'all, so you're going to try to be up in Maryland, right?
Yeah. We're going to try to make it up there on the 9th.
Yeah, I'll probably slide on over there and catch y'all.
All right.
Yep. Where that goddamn Mark at? On the road?
Nah, he's been over there with Bobby and them. They've been working on his truck all today. They've been changing stuff around.
Oh, okay.
He's been over there with them at the shop over there where they work on the big trucks at.
Yeah.
Shit, that's a good thing there, boy. Hey, if you got somebody work on that motherfucker, he can work on himself. He can save himself a whole lot of goddamn money.
Yeah, him and Bobby probably was doing it, fucking with it. Probably, I think they've changed the seats and shit out.
No, okay. DJ, where you at?
Well, DJ, it's in the bush.
DJ got them keep getting on out the phone.
When they say it's his birthday, one.
Yeah, he said his birthday was Sunday, I think he said.
Well, did he DJ for his own party?
I don't know.
His name is DJ Green. I thought he used to be a DJ or some shit.
Yeah, nah. You just can't turn no goddamn disc on that goddamn... On that damn,
he ain't no goddamn number one stunner.
See, but not tell him that. I bet you that.
That man the number five stunner.
That man the number one stunner, man.
That man number five's goddamn stunner.
I'm about to do it like DJ now. You can't. I bet you I'm
telling
him that.
Y'all need to come out to Bushton, Alabama. You, DJ, Turbo Tim. CC, man, y'all been in the bushes like a motherfucker. I can't get no money. I need some money to travel with, kid. I need to knock that off about 5,000 or 6,000, man, where I can go to somebody, go to Cold Killer, go to somebody else.
I heard
shit,
that.
It's rough. I need y'all to come out them goddamn bushes.
What you say? You're looking for him in the daylight with a flashlight, huh?
Yeah,
hey,
you circle
on
him. I know I got him.
Hey, wait, tell me, that Ray Wayne got, how much the entry fee is on that?
Free? Guaranteed?
Sorry, free?
Yeah, free. Nah, guaranteed. Thanks. 28, 29. Mm-hmm. If one car show up, mm-hmm. 10,000.
What they doing, pulling out the hat?
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck if they pull out the goddamn motherfucking garbage. Just match me up with a motherfucker. Tell me who I'm running. I wouldn't give a fuck where you pull it out of. For free, goddammit. Somebody asshole gonna get pulled out. I think I'm gonna go there and win that money. I feel good. I feel. But the only thing I hate, they won't let 315s in it. That's what I hate about the shit. Coming to a radio track, but they don't want you to have a 315, so we gotta run Junior in the shootout on a 275. But we can, but you can run 29Ws. You can run 29Ws, but you can't run a 315. I hope they change that rule by the time I get up there, because that's some bullshit. We ought to be able to run our drag race just as well. They'd be able to run their goddamn 29.10.5. What's the difference? Open them motherfuckers fast.
You know what's the difference. You know what a goddamn difference is.
Well, shit, let them put 315s on their car.
That's the difference in the way.
We coming way up there, and goddamn it, we can't even grudge the 315 car. We can't get the 315 car in the shootout. We got to grudge.
Yes.
What are you talking about, Wick? Big Wayne, you can't run 315. You can't run number 29.10.5 up there at that race. And I was just saying, I wish they would let the 315s in because, shit, you know, if the motherfuckers, some of they scared of them, let them put them on. If you think they faster than anything else, put the motherfuckers on.
When are they going? August the what?
August the 9th.
Yeah.
They're going to be at Milan?
Yeah,
Milan, Michigan, man. $10,000 to win, free entry, guaranteed.
How much to win?
$10,000. DJ, you yeah, free entry.
I thought you said 20,000.
That's it. They ain't letting no clan cars in, are they?
I wouldn't give a fuck if they let. I wouldn't give a fuck who they let in. They can let my man in that motherfucker for 10,000 free entry.
Are they letting clan cars in or not?
I doubt it.
Man, they said they won't let no class cars in there.
I do know that.
No class cars. I wouldn't give a fuck who they let in that motherfucker. You got to have enough. What you scared of?
But yeah, that's true.
It's free money. It ain't costing
you
shit to get in there.
Hell yeah.
That's what the call
is.
But I'm gonna knock the rest of that motherfucker down.
Detroit, that fucking record.
Shit.
Hell yeah. Hell
you know what sauerkraut look like, don't you?
Say what now?
You know what sauerkraut look like, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Not that record.
Hell yeah. It's rough over there. You better stay close to the track, goddammit. It'll knock your ass off.
Damn it, boy. Well, Wayne, fellas, it's getting that time for me to goddamn get off of him. DJ, you got any final word? You know, I got to get over here. I got that youngin' over there I got to get to. It's 9:30.
No, I just appreciate everybody calling in and look forward to the end of the year race. With all the bells coming out to play.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Let me see, Kid.
Yep, just calling in to show you the foot.
Take us home.
I'll holler at y'all next week.
All right. That being said, y'all stay up and we'll see y'all next week. Good show.